Tonight is the running of the Harding's Hot Mix Devonport Harness Racing Cup at the Devonport Showgrounds. Joining me now is the president of the Devonport Harness Racing Club, Claire McDonald. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Matt.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it, given that you're getting things ready for tonight. Now, I'm thinking to myself, we haven't had a Devonport Harness Racing Cup on Saturday night for quite a long time.
No, not a very long time ago, Martin. We've had Sunday racing for many years, and it was really exciting to be able to have it on a Saturday night. Obviously, situation's changed a little bit with COVID, and we're just really pleased to be able to run it.
Yeah, well, I suppose the good thing is that it's still on tonight when so many other things have been cancelled. So it's, I think, a 10-event program tonight, which will be terrific. The first event's at 5:48, and then we've got the Jeremy Rockcliffe MP Coastal Pacing Thousands Final at 6:50, which is a pretty important race as well. The Cup itself is race 6 at 8:35, over 3,020 metres. And I'll tell you what, Claire, it's a pretty good-looking field this year.
Yeah, it's a really even and solid field, all locals. There's a lot of talk about mainlanders, so I think there'll be some pretty happy people that the money stays in the state. It's our richest cup, fully funded at $40,000, so it's really pleasing.
Absolutely, and I was quite surprised to read yesterday that Gareth Rattray, who's based at La Trobe, has never won the Devonport Cup. Now, it'd probably be the only thing he hasn't won that's it's eluded him for a while.
Yeah, it is one he's chasing. So Racketeer's boy off the front will certainly give him a good opportunity to get close.
Okay, and there's quite a good field. Ben Yole's got a couple in there as well. Rock on Playboy has drawn the pole position, so be hard to beat from there as well.
Yeah, he's in good form. And, you know, obviously there's a bit of money come for the back markers as well. So The Hillier boys have got three, and I'd say, you know, there's certainly three in the top four, so it will be very exciting race.
Mr. Gently is the only coastal one, trained by Craig Hayes from Stoport. Of course, he's won the Burnie Cup before, and I think he may have got a Devonport Cup, not sure. But you mentioned the back markers there. We've got B Major Threat off 20 metres, Lip Reader off 30 metres, and Riley Major also off 30 metres. And they could all win from back there, given that it's, you know, it's a long race, it's over 3,000 metres.
That's right. It's very much a race of tactics over the distance and good manners at the start. So that's why these horses are in it, because most of them are proven stand horses. And, you know, there's plenty of class in there too.
When you talk about stand horses, people listening may not know what you mean there. Of course, it's a standing start for the Cup. The majority of races are mobile starts, but this one's actually a standing start, and it can sometimes determine whether you're going to be in the with a chance or not. Really, if you make a bad start, it's sometimes very hard to make it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, horses' manners, driver skills, and a little bit of luck as well, but you don't get a bump, and I hope that they get away safe.
Okay, now 10 events on the program. The last one is at 10:32, and one of the things I love about the Devonport Harness Racing Cup is there's a chance to win a mountain bike. I've been trying to win it for quite a few years. You've got one again tonight.
Yeah, certainly courtesy of Ulverston Bicycles. They're great sponsors, and yeah, again, this year there's four to be won. So, yep, no reason not to get along and have a crack at that via Racebook, enter. You know, we've also got, it's a COVID-safe event, so there's outside options for everybody. There'll be a big marquee that people can get in for a bit of shelter, and as well outside bar. So you don't need to be stuck inside with a mask as long as we're socially distancing and practising our good hygiene. There's no reason not to be there.
Well, I think we're all getting pretty used to it now, and if you are indoors where the betting ring is, of course, you have to be wearing a mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Double vaccinated in all bar and eating areas, but and outside, be checking at the gate and various spots around the ground. So all we do is ask everybody to do the right thing, and racing will be able to keep going safely.
And admission tonight, is it free? It is for quite a number of meetings throughout the season.
No, just pay at the gate tonight, and just reminded everyone that we are a cash-only venue, so go to the ATM on your way.
Okay, terrific. Now, first event, as I said, is at 5:48. The last one's around about 10:30. It's going to be a fantastic night. 10 events. We want everyone that's coming along to enjoy themselves, and if they're having a drink, do it responsibly and gamble responsibly as well. Claire, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to catching up with you tonight.
No worries, Martin. And if anyone's after a last-minute meal upstairs, there will be some tables available. It's buffet style, so you can grab your meal, have your meal, and get back outside in the fresh air.
Thank you, Claire, once again for your time this morning.
No worries.